This is Phone Sex Savannah, and I am on my blog, phonesexsavannah.com, and this is a piggyback blog based on the last podcast and blog post that I did about virtual sex work. This is about phone sex, not just phone sex, but also any form of adult sex worker entertainment. And what I want to say that I also mentioned and talked about in my last podcast is that when you call for phone sex, you're paying for entertainment. When you view and pay for a cam girl session, you're paying for entertainment. You're paying for a fantasy. You're paying for that person's time. And if you expect to meet your dream girl or marry her or make her your girlfriend, you're confusing fantasy with reality and you're going to be sadly disappointed. Now, I know that in my millions of years as a phone sex provider, that this is a golden rule. You do not break character, if you will, with your callers. You do not go in and start giving them free time and treating them like a boyfriend or a husband for some pretty obvious reasons. And if you guys are clueless, the main reason is because this is a business and this is for many of us how we make our living. So no, you're not going to cross that threshold into friends or real life whatever, because the minute that you do that, they're no longer a customer and they feel like, well, I already get to talk to you. I don't have to pay for this service. That's why we don't cross that line. If it sounds harsh, if it sounds blunt, I want you to remember that you are paying for a fantasy entertainment service. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for our time, and virtual companionship is all-encompassing, whether it's a cam girl or a phone girl or a texting or Second Life. You're paying for virtual companionship. And I am a businesswoman. So the guy that I call my boyfriend, I don't mix that with the guy that calls me for the girlfriend experience. I hope this makes sense, because it's very important for you to understand that no matter how much you like your phone girl, no matter how much you like your cam girl, no matter how much you like that adult star, no matter how much you like that exotic dancer or Instagram model, this is their business. This is how they are paying for, I don't want to say lifestyle because it sounds kind of bleh, but this is for a lot of us. This is our living. This is what we do for a living. This is our chosen path. So no, we're not going to meet you offline. We're not going to call you. There was a platform, and I'm not going to mention that platform, that I used to use, that I used to be on, and I am not on that platform anymore for a multitude of reasons that I will not go into. What I will say is that it's a great platform if you're just starting out for phone sex. However, one of the issues that I had with this platform is that the guys that used it thought that it was like a hookup site. They thought that they could go there and meet someone and bang. You know, I can't tell you how many times I would get messages from guys like, call me at 555-55555. And I would look at these messages like, I'm not fucking calling you. This is a service that I'm providing. The issue that I had with the site is that guys thought that they could get on there and find somebody to fuck for free. The reason that they thought that is because they did have chat lines. And on those chat lines, you could talk to non-performers, and hook up with those people, both men and women. It's great to an extent for performers, but it was more problematic than it was lucrative, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And basically, even on the performer platform side, I was getting messages from guys like, oh, call me at blah, 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 or email me here, or let's talk. And they thought that it was a dating site. And so that is my issue with mixing those types of services, is that, yeah, it's great for if you're just starting out, and it's great if you can make it work for you, that's awesome. I'm only speaking for myself because there's people that love that platform. However, how can I say this without it sounding really? I just prefer to work for other platforms as opposed to that one. And the main reason is that I really felt like it was a lot of work to do on there for minimal rate of return, if you will. And my main issue, which is the topic, I don't want to get too far off topic. I kind of went on a tangent because I haven't spoken about this. And so, yeah, anyway. My tangent, the reason it came to mind is that the guys on there thought that they could hook up with whoever. And on one side of what they offer, yeah, you can hook up with women that are looking to fuck, so to speak, if that's what you're looking for. For me, however, I just felt like mixing something that is along the lines of a dating service with something along the lines of an entertainment fantasy service was just kind of asking for problems. And without hurting anyone's feelings, the type of calls that I was getting there, that's all I'm gonna say. I guess that's a nice way of saying that I prefer the types of calls that I get on Night Flirt, mainly. If you're on like Adult Phone Pal, I also have an account there, and I have callers there, but I'm mainly on Night Flirt, so that's who I promote the most. However, I just wanted to talk about this because most guys that call, they know this. They know that they're not gonna date us. They know that they're not gonna whisk us off our feet and ride off into the sunset. they know that we're providing a service. You know, if you go to a virtual escort, you know, whether it's for companionship or sex or femdom or whatever, you're paying for that service. So if you want to cross that threshold and say, oh, well, I'm looking for a partner, I'm looking for a relationship, I'm looking for a girlfriend, I'm looking for a wife, you can go to Match.com. You can go to Plenty of Fish. Actually, Plenty of Fish, maybe not. depending on what you're looking for. Plenty of Fish is... I'm not going to say too much about that. But yeah, go to a dating service if you're looking for a wife or a girlfriend or a partner. Now, let me not lump everybody in. I do the girlfriend experience. What is the girlfriend experience? It's basically a fantasy where you are doing sort of a, I don't know if role play is the right word, of being someone's significant other. But you're immersed in it, so it feels like, you know, you're doing all these things. However, there are certain lines that I do not cross. One of those is I don't do the I love you stuff. And I prefer not to mix that in. Because some guys, you know, they do the whole, oh, I love you, I love you. And they're saying it because they want you to say it back. I can tell you right now, I'm not going to say it back. I might say, thanks. I might say, oh, that's really sweet of you. And a guy who says I love you on the phone to me, that's going to raise a few red flags for me. That's going to like raise a few eyebrows, like, no comment. So basically what I'm trying to tell you good people out there is that if you are a patron, customer, not a patron saint, haha. If you're a patron or a customer of a sex worker, of an adult entertainer, and you're paying for their service, please be mindful of that. I personally take it as an insult if a guy is calling me and tries to steer me in the direction of real life. It's like, look, dude, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. You're going to be really pissed because it's not going to go the way that you want it to go. It's not fucking happening. Okay? You're not going to get what you want. Where am I going with this? This is just a reminder. You know, we provide a fantasy. Whether you're watching a content provider's clips or you're listening to our recordings, or you're calling us, or you're watching a cam girl, or you're going to see a dancer, we're providing a form of companionship that doesn't go past paid service. And I know some guys, like, they don't even think about it. They're like, oh yeah, you know, you want to hang out later, or oh, you want to chit chat later, or oh, hey, you know, you can call me, you can email me. No. Not going to do that. Thank you for the offer, though. I am, how can I say this? I am a very realistic person in terms of, I can differentiate between the two, and I really don't play that whole little game of, whatever. What am I? That sounds horrible, doesn't it? That sounds really bad. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm friendly and I will rock your world. I will give you the best fucking experience ever, and I am more than happy to do that. However, I'm not offering a dating service. That's not, this is not, hey, I'm Savannah. I like candlelit dinners, walks on the beach, and horseback rides. Even though I like all of those things, but if we're talking about crossing over into real life, no. And even if you are hiring a real life escort or a real life dancer or a real life adult, entertainer, they are still providing a service. So no, they're not going to hang out with you afterwards and go get dinner or eat a peanut butter. And well, I might eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But anyway, I'm like fucking babbling here because that's something that I do. I ramble. I guess what I am trying to say is that I am a realist and we are sex workers. I consider myself a sex worker, even though it's only, phone and virtual. I'm not coming home with you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm not coming home with you. I'm not calling you outside of the service. I might email you. If you have a question about a session, or if you want to see if I'm available, or you have an audio or a custom content request, feel free to email me. However, if you're emailing me just a chit chat, you can use Night Flirt's chat feature to do that if you just want to chit chat. That's what it's there for. I don't mind volleying back and forth and saying, hey, how you doing? However, my free time, what you get out of my free time is not going to be a whole lot because that's not what I'm here for. And I guess I just want to really make that clear because it seems like in my experience in the millions of years since Jesus was stealing fish, that I have seen guys really, not everybody. Most guys are like, look, I know it's a service, it's cool, they're cool, I'm cool, but you always have that few that try to cross that boundary, and that's a high wall for me. That I will not cross. So this is just me telling you, me personally, the things that I do for like free time, free chat, are fairly tame compared to the service that you're paying for. You service that you're paying for, I want you to have the best damn experience that you've ever had in your life. However, free time, yeah, I'll say hi to you. I won't sit and talk to you all day. Okay, so here's a little phone sex history for you. Does anyone remember Yahoo chat rooms and Yahoo Messenger? Well, there was a time when many of us were using Yahoo chat rooms, and I used to, even before I started doing phone sex, I was using Yahoo chat rooms and using Yahoo Messenger. I found out about Yahoo chat rooms and Messenger like back in the 90s? Yeah, 90s. Anyway, a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of, some of the services that I have worked for in the past used Messenger. We would use it to keep in touch with clients. We would use it, you know, for phone session inquiries. And one of my issues with the guys on Yahoo Messenger is that they, you know, not only had access to just message you anytime and you may or may not reply, but they expected you to sit and talk to them for free. And we're not really encouraged to say, hey, if you want my time, pay for it. Because it sounds really harsh, doesn't it? When someone says, if you want my time, pay for it. However, me being a realist, I believe in putting it right out there. If I've thrown out hints and you're not getting the fucking hint, then I'm going to put it right out there. If you want my time, you will fucking pay for it and you will respect my time. So that was one of the issues with Yahoo Messenger, and there are quite a few people that just hated using it for that reason, because of the freebie loading guys. And oh gosh, I'm just thinking back to my experiences using Yahoo Messenger. Like, guys would really get on there and expect you to talk to them all day long for free, even if you're on a call. You know, you would get the, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, a little small talk. And then say you're getting a call. Hey, are you there? Hi, why aren't you answering me? I just left you a message. Did you read it? And it's like, okay, you tell them that you're on the phone, and they still expect you to answer their message. And so I asked once, I said, if I was on the phone with you and we're going through our session and I'm talking to you and you're talking to me and we're going through your fantasy and what you want, and someone was messaging me and I was typing to them while I'm talking to you, not really listening to you, how would that make you feel? How would it make you feel if someone's getting free time from me while you're paying for my time and not getting it? How would that make you feel? Make you feel pretty fucking shitty, wouldn't it? If you were on the phone with me and I wasn't listening to you because I was talking to somebody for free on Yahoo Messenger. That's what you're doing right now. You are taking away from someone who is paying for my time and my undivided attention. And it sucks that you have to say that, because some guys don't get it. And to the guys that do get it, I appreciate you. The guys that don't get it, it really sucks that you actually have to say it. And the reason that I mentioned that, you know, it's not encouraged to say, if you want my time, pay for it, because it sounds really flippant and it sounds really rude. However, if all else fails, and you're still not getting the picture, that is what I'm going to say. And it's going to sound just as fucking harsh as it is intended, because it's the truth. And I do not mince fucking words. Again, realist. You're paying for my time. I'm going to make that clear to you. Some guys get like super duper offended because it takes them out of their fantasy. However, I need to let you know something about that. When you're on the phone with me after you've paid for a session, we are immersed. We are in it. We are doing whatever you called me to do. Outside of the fantasy bubble, I will remind you that there are steps that you can take to set up time with me. So really the only people that will get offended by my blog post and by this podcast are the people that are guilty of doing what I mentioned. And you know, you would think that it was common sense, but it's really not. I am known for being blunt. And some people disagree with that. However, what I say to that is I am not going to kiss some guy's ass that hasn't paid me. And even if you have paid me, I still may not kiss your ass. I mean, unless, oh God, let's not go into that. if you're into ass play and tongue fucking, okay, that's as dirty as this podcast is going to get. Don't you dare ask for a second more of filthiness. Anyway, where am I going with this? I say all of this to say that I value my customers' time. I also take no shit. And I value the customers that value my time. I also take no shit. It doesn't matter where it's coming from or who it's coming from. I'm pretty no-nonsense in the take no shit department. So that is the one thing that I would advise you, because I know this podcast is all over the place and you're probably going to listen to it and maybe think, what the fuck is she talking about? Which I'm okay with. I'm totally okay with you listening to this podcast and going, what the fuck is she talking about? I'm perfectly okay with that. I accept it. I accept it. I accept that this is how my mind works. And that this is a super long audio, but it's also gonna be on my podcast, which is why it's fairly lengthy. So you get to hear my sexy voice ranting. Now, I want to talk about social media because that's at the end of my blog. There is some stuff going on with Twitter. And I have seen some comments being made by sex workers. Some are on board with it and some are, I'm not going to say too much about that. What I will say is that I'm not sure what Twitter has planned for its platform. However, I was one of the sex workers that was on Tumblr, and I had a really pretty blog with links and, you know, information about my services. And when the great purification of Tumblr happened, all of that beauty was snatched off my page. And so now I've got this little generic icon on Tumblr, and most of my stuff you can't see unless you're following me and you're logged in. Because Tumblr purged all adult content. Now, there's still adult content on the site. You just can't see it unless you're following the people that are posting it. But back to Twitter. I don't know what Twitter's up to. I don't know what they have planned. I've seen the conversation about Twitter. And what I have to say about that is, this is an industry that you have to be flexible in. Shout out to Amberly Rothfield, by the way. She's awesome. I couldn't resist anymore. I love her so much. Anyway, I'm super duper rambling. That's something her and I have in common. back to Twitter. Okay, there's some stuff going on. I don't know what's going on. All I know is that I have already started looking for alternatives. I've been looking for alternatives for a little bit longer, because we had angels like Amberly looking out for us. One of the places that a friend told me about was allmylinks.com. So what I did is I put up a profile for Savannah, and I have all my links on there. I have my link to my blog. I have my link to my Twitter. I have my link to my listings. I have my links to where else you can find me. I have my links to my 800 number. I have my links to my email. Everything. When I say all my links, that's exactly what it is. It's, you can post your links there and people can find out where to find you, and it's awesome. I have to remember on this blog post to link to Amberly because I gave her a shout out. I was just thinking of that. Sorry, this is the way my brain works. I apologize. This is just me. All My Links is an awesome site, and obviously I am on Night Flirt. You can always find me on there. You can email me, savannah@phonesexsavannah.com, and I am still on Twitter. I was one of the ladies that got locked out of their account and thankfully was able to get back in. However, I've been paying attention because, again, gotta be flexible. And so in the future, you will see, as long as all my links stays active, I will be posting more links of places that you can find me outside of Twitter. There's actually a new one that Amberly tweeted about, and I signed up there too. So I will be putting all of that wonderful stuff on my link profile. And gosh, I need to end this audio already because it's so long. But anyway, if you want to call me, the number to call me on Night Flirt is 1-800-863-5478. My extension is 9825293. I do not expect you to remember that number. So if you're online or on your phone, you can just go straight to Night Flirt and look for Savannah Ginger. Or look for Phone Sex Savannah, which is my other listing. And I really hope that you've enjoyed listening to me basically spew verbal blah. because that's something that I do. Anyway, I hope that you have enjoyed this audio podcast journey, and I hope that I get to talk to all of you very soon. Bye-bye.